Started in 1988, the nation's largest and Minnesota's only lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and straight allies chorus is One Voice Mixed Chorus. It is under the direction of artistic director Jane Ramseyer Miller.
One Voice was started by Paul Petrella, and he was a member at the time of the Twin Cities Gay Men's Chorus. Out of the AIDS movement, it was a point in time where the men and women's communities were very separate. Women started caring for men with AIDS, and that sort of brought these two communities together. And there were a group of people that wanted specifically to form a choir that would be a place for both genders of people. We have had more and more allies joining us in the past, especially 5 or 6 years. I am beginning my 20th year, so I have been around a while, 2 decades. I grew up in a Mennonite community, sort of a unique cultural community, and in the Mennonite community, traditionally, instruments were banned as they were seen as worldly. So, for example, in my parents' church growing up, they would perform the Messiah but without instruments. So they would perform an a cappella and hum the orchestral parts under the soloists. Just a really cool, kind of fun background. Now, of course, most Mennonites are more progressive than that these days. By the time I came around, I was in a pretty left-leaning church. In fact, gasp, there was even an organ in my church growing up. But I grew up with this really great culture of a cappella four-part singing that has definitely influenced my conducting, also influenced my passion for peace and justice kinds of issues. So that's another good fit with this chorus. You know, I think the kind of repertoire that a chorus does is really affected by the conductor. I also have a personal love of global music, and so I have integrated a lot of international music into One Voice's repertoire. In One Voice's early years, they had quite a few conductors before I came in. They did a wide variety of music from classical to Broadway, pop music, and everything in between.
We're not afraid to be queer and different. If that means hell, then hell will take the chance. They're all so straight, uptight, upright, and rigid. They march in lockstep, we prefer to dance.
One Voice Mixed Chorus is active in building community and creating social change with the art of singing.
One of the uniquenesses of One Voice is that we perform a lot of music out in the community. We're very much seen as a chorus that's out doing good work. We have performed at old folks' homes and schools and community events and parties and festivals and conferences. Over 10 years ago, I started a program called Out in Our Schools. So every year, our chorus members go in and perform in schools throughout the Twin Cities. It was very radical at the time to be thinking about singing in schools, and I really struggled to get us into schools as an out chorus. But since then, I mean, we can't keep up with the requests to sing in schools. And, you know, early on, it was very much a way to address homophobia and to be out as queer singers in these schools. Today, that's absolutely an issue that we deal with in schools, but we also are in schools that have no music programs. And so, you know, in addition to dealing with homophobia and bullying and these kind of things, we offer an arts component in schools where that is dying. Another uniqueness of One Voice is that we do a lot of community collaborations. We are definitely not a stand, look at the music and sing choir. There's a lot of movement. There are often stories told from the stage, sometimes a use of lights or projection. If you're not a choral fan, this is a really different kind of choral experience and very accessible.
An award-winning chorus, One Voice Mixed Chorus is known for its musical excellence, diverse programming, and deep commitment to community outreach.
I really try to be proactive about finding places for the chorus to perform. The image that I use often is places where we're not comfortable, so that we're not just singing for friends and family, that we really are out there singing in some more conservative churches and synagogues. We're out in rural communities, so every fall we do an outreach tour to Greater Minnesota. And it depends on the group that hosts us, but we encourage groups to sort of create discussion groups. And in schools in particular, we partnered with Out for Equity, who has provided some training for teachers before and after we go in to sing. It's interesting because I had a conversation with a staff person from Out Front Minnesota, and he said, you know, if we send a speaker to rural Minnesota, maybe 30 people will show up. But if a choir comes, they'll get 300. And that's really fun. You know, it's actually a really similar message, but it's just delivered in a whole different way.
This is Dixie Trichel for KFAI. Everywhere. 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.